On March 20th, 2013, FCC Commissioner Robert McDowell announced he was leaving at the FCC's monthly open commission meeting. On March 22nd, FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski also announced he was stepping down and gave a resignation speech in the same building that was nearly identical to McDowell's speech. Let's compare.
So now we're going to proceed to personnel announcements, and let's begin with my friend Commissioner McDowell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Originally I had scheduled this time to present a research study on the beneficial effects that March Madness has on broadband adoption in this country. But as I conducted my research, I realized that a really uncomfortably high number of people who subscribe to a broadband service for the first time for purposes of streaming the NCAA men's tournament were actually doing so in the hopes of watching Duke lose. So I took the wind out of my sails. I abandoned that effort, and but it's what Duke can do to help the cause, you know. So I thought I'd pivot and go in a different direction.
So I called this all-hands meeting of FCC employees because I have an important announcement to make. I am tied for first place in the FCC's March Madness pool. It is a big deal and a surprise. I'm grateful to all of you. Well, I do have everyone together. I do have another announcement to make.
After nearly 7 years of carrying out the incredibly high honor of serving the American people at the FCC,
it's been a profound honor and great privilege to serve in this post for the last 4 years.
It is time to turn more of my energies towards an even higher calling.
Today, I'm announcing that I'll be stepping down as chairman of the FCC in the coming weeks.
After a great deal of deliberation, which has resulted in a tremendous amount of chatter, I have decided that I will step down as a commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission in a few weeks. Today's announcement is not a farewell.
Now, I didn't ask you here today to say goodbye.
I will also save most of my expressions of appreciation for a later date.
I asked you here because I want to say thank you. Thanks to each and every one of you who is part of this wonderful FCC family.
But I would be remiss if I did not offer some of the bigger thank yous right away, such as to God, my parents, my beautiful bride Jennifer, our three amazing children, as well as our large family at large.
Genachowski also listed his accomplishments as chairman of the FCC.
The Consumer Bureau helped ensure consumers were protected by cracking down on abuses like bill shock, cramming, and mystery fees. The Disability Rights Office helped ensure that 54 million Americans with disabilities can be full participants in the digital age by implementing the landmark 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act. When companies ran afoul of our rules, the Enforcement Bureau issued record-breaking fines, and our field staff protected the safety of life and property. To advance U.S. communications interests globally, the International Bureau tirelessly promoted American values like internet freedom and competition and market access throughout the world. To promote greater diversity in the Media Bureau implemented the largest expansion of community radio in U.S. history with our new LPFM rules. The Office of Communications Business Opportunities connected entrepreneurs with capital and new opportunities. To unleash new mobile opportunities and wireless wonders, the Office of Engineering and Technology opened up TV white spaces for unlicensed use, a major new platform for wireless innovation, and authorized miraculous wireless medical devices.
Industry skeptics who saw Genachowski as a conservative pro-business commissioner wonder where he will end up next, as the FCC has previously been a rotating temporary position, often leading to lobbying roles in the electronics industry. In fact, Robert McDowell joked about it during his stepping down speech.
So members of the gallery may be wondering, what am I going to do next, the press gallery? Well, I will be talking to the FCC's chief ethics officer, Patrick J. Carney, happy St. Patrick's Day, Pat, to make sure that my departure is in full compliance with not only the letter, but the spirit of all of our ethics rules.
This is Tom Rowe reporting about transmission arts, radio, media, and more for WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.